Good morning. I'd like to welcome everyone to a study session for the Mesa City Council for Thursday, June 10th, 2010. I would like to excuse council members Kavanaugh and Higgins, who are out of town and will not be joining us. And I think the vice mayor's on his way. He's just running a little bit late. The first item on the agenda is to hear a presentation and discuss the Central Main Street plan. Mr. Wesley.
Jay's actually going to start this off for us this morning, Mayor, so I will let him speak.
Well, good morning, Mayor and Council. We're excited to be here this morning. I'm Shay Yoakum with the Office of Economic Development here at the City of Mesa. To my right is Jeff McVeigh, who will be the lead planner for the project we're here to talk about, and obviously John Wesley, our planning director. We're here to give you an update on the Central Main Street Neighborhood Area Plan, but before we get into the details of the plan, I wanted to go through kind of how this plan fits into the overall economic development strategy for downtown Mesa as well as the light rail corridor. And first, as you'll see, the planning effort is in line with the economic development strategic initiative set by council. As you'll hear in more detail this morning, the plan will really look to or will focus on how do we redevelop our older and vacant areas, but also look to create some tools that will encourage new development and also stimulate some additional economic opportunities for some of the existing businesses in the study area. Next slide, John. Now the study area is much larger than just downtown Mesa or just a square mile. However, what this slide is intended to show is the Central Main Plan is really part of an overall strategy. It's one of multiple efforts. So the key takeaway is, you know, there's multiple efforts, all of which are interconnected, and all of those efforts are absolutely critical to a successful economic development strategy. And obviously, the Central Main Plan is one of those efforts. So with that.
Mayor, Council, I'm going to take over a little bit of the background on how we've gotten to the point we're at today, and then turn it over to Jeff McVeigh to talk more specifically about where we are in the planning process. One of the things we're at the point in the process where we're pretty well wrapped up with the Plan Advisory Committee, doing the background, looking at the current conditions, what are the issues and assets, opportunities in the area that we want to deal with, and where do we need to go. We're starting to look at the vision, goals, objectives for the planning area. So
I'll move over and use this one. Maybe that'll be better. So as we get ready to start into the goals and objectives piece, we want to touch base with council and let you know where we were in the discussion of the objectives, the opportunities, and the issues, and see if you had any feedback for us, any comments, anything that we may be missing that you want to make sure we cover in this planning process. So as we end, we'll look to see if you have any of those comments. So just real quickly, a little background, why now? We've got the extension of the light rail coming through on Main Street, at least to Mesa Drive, and planning for it to extend on out to Gilbert Road. We've had various plans for the town center over the years. The most recent one is 10 years old. It's time to update it and extend it. We were able to receive, as part of the Energy and Environmental Stimulus Grant, some funds to help pay for this planning process and look at the opportunity, again, with light rail, how we can increase energy efficiency and sustainability along this corridor with redevelopment that occurs. We have been looking at and sharing with the Plan Advisory Committee a number of items from different professional publications that indicate that as the economy returns, there's going to be a lot of focus on town centers, on TODs, on mixed use and redevelopment. We have the opportunity to capture that now as we plan for this area. This map illustrates the area. You've got a larger version in front of you because we knew this would be a little bit hard to read. But kind of the weird boundaries on the west side around the downtown are to be consistent with the previous town center concept plan so that as we look for any modifications there, we can make sure we cover that whole area. Then extends on east to Gilbert Road so that we can cover future extension of light rail out to that area. We've got an area of a little over 3 square miles, almost 4 square miles, a population of almost 23,000 people within this planning area. It's fairly large. It's very suburban in the way it's currently developed. Wide variety of land uses that make it really like a small city. In fact, it's larger than some cities in the area, Fountain Hills, Kingman, Nogales, and almost the size of Prescott Valley. So we've got a pretty good project here in front of us to develop this plan for this area. Our basic objectives are closely related to the economic development goals that the council has talked about, and taking advantage of light rail as it comes in and new station areas. We've seen in other communities the impact of light rail and those station areas and redevelopment potential that occurs. We want to be sure we're prepared to take advantage of that and have the tools and codes and so forth in place so that we can look at those station areas, define a greater sense of place and walkability, mixed use, so that again, we get the greatest economic impact from that. We want to do so in a way that will fit in with the surrounding neighborhoods so that we make sure we protect and preserve what's good in those areas. We need to also be prepared for any other capital improvements that might be needed to help facilitate that development, and do so in a way that includes the stakeholders in the area and create a plan that's ready for implementation. Quick timeline. We've again gone through the background and asset identification. We are transitioning into the goal and objective identification. We're working on that through the summer, and then begin actually drafting the plan this fall. Have draft plan, we hope, by the end of this year, taking out to the community and being back then, finish up the project in the first part of 2011. As we began this process, we worked hard to make sure we were including lots of people in the process, make sure we're getting a wide range of input and ideas and what the needs are. We started with a staff working committee made up of planning, transportation, economic development as the core group that meets regularly. City manager's office is also represented in that. And then, as necessary, expanding out to other departments, utilities, police, fire, so forth, to get input and make sure we're coordinating with them and what they need for the area. We also established a plan advisory committee. We appreciate the help of some of the council members to identify people that would be good to serve on that committee. We have a little over 30 people that serving on that committee, people that represent property owners and businesses in the downtown area and other interests in downtown area, as well as just citizens of the community that have an interest in downtown. Because we know our downtown area is part of our larger community, heart of our larger community. We want to make sure we're meeting the needs of everybody as we look at this area. They've been very active, had seven meetings so far. We had one last night, a very spirited discussion, and Jeff will probably talk about a little of that. But very good participation, a lot of good ideas. We also set up a plan at the beginning, and again, Jeff talked about a little bit more, to use social media to get the word out and make sure people have as many opportunities as we can to be aware of what's going on. And we've had a couple of public input meetings so far, community meetings. We've got another coming up later this month, and then we'll have some more in the fall as we get the draft plan out. So again, we're trying to make sure the public knows what's going on and keep them involved in this process. So with that, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. McVeigh, who will talk about what the committee's been doing and where we're at in the process.
Good morning, Mayor and Council. I appreciate the opportunity to help John and Shay introduce the Central Maine plan to you and discuss the work that we've done so far. To date, we've had six advisory committee meetings, the most recent of which was last night. The meetings so far have concentrated on us gaining a thorough understanding of the background of the Central Maine area, increasing our understanding of transit and the opportunities for redevelopment that are associated with the light rail extension. As John mentioned, our meeting last night did have some spirited discussion as we started getting into the idea of vision and what we want the plan to accomplish in the future. I don't know that we came to a consensus, but we came to a path forward that we're going to work with.
John, without going into details, I mean, you can't leave us hanging like that. What you had spirited discussion when you got into the subject of vision. Just generally, what was the nature of the discussion?
Mayor, Council, we mentioned, I guess we presented an idea for what we thought a vision could be, a big picture item, something very aspirational, and then later on we would then define that a little more by sub-areas of the plan, so that each little area of Mesa, or Central Maine, because it's so diverse, would have a separate vision. The spirited discussion started getting going when the committee started trying to figure out whether the vision was going to be the driver of the plan, that is going to be the criteria by which the plan follows, versus having a plan that's built on goals and objectives. So
the other part of it too is that they already got in very quickly to really what do we want our downtown to be. Is the central core need to stay like it is and has been historically, or is it going to be a lot of taller buildings? Are we going to kind of clean the slate, you know, over time and rework it, or you know, how much we preserve and how much we redevelop became
So we jumped steps A, B, C, and went straight to D.
Right.
I guess my question is, how do you develop goals and objectives without having a vision?
That's going to be one of our challenges to figure
out. I say that, that seems like a duh question, but right. I think that's been one of the problems we've had for a long time is that, and this is where we get back to the color-coded maps, that I believe we're very effective in defining specific uses, but which lacked an overall vision as to where that would take us.
Right. And part of the difficulty we have is something that would work as a vision for downtown won't necessarily work as a good model for what we want to see at Gilbert and Main. Yeah. Or what we're looking for at Gilbert University won't be the same as at Country Club and Broadway. It's a pretty diverse area, even though it's not that large. And so if we try to do one vision, start with one vision that can encompass all that, it's probably going to be so broad that it might not be helpful.
I think the vision can be broad and should be broad, because if we're saying that, for example, and you brought up a good example, for downtown, if the vision is that downtown will stay the way it is, that's not a vision. That's what is right now. And I don't think that's realistic in that, because we can easily keep downtown the way it is right now, just don't do anything. And I don't think that's acceptable to anybody. And I think that the vision, while I agree with you that the actual development and how that carries out, and maybe this is where the goals and objectives fit in, along Main Street are going to be different than Broadway and Country Club. The vision to me is very, very similar, which is, you know, how do you build upon the historic nature of what you have and move into the next 20, 30, 40, 50 years, recognizing that, as you said, Mr. Wesley, in the ULI, we are going to be moving to more of an urbanized, and especially the big changer on this, which is light rail, a transit-oriented type of existence. And I think that as light rail certainly gets past Mesa Drive and as it heads toward Gilbert, that is going to be a driving force that's going to change. In a sense, and this is where I think we need to maybe change the way that everyone thinks, light rail is like building a freeway. You know, when we build a freeway through farmland, through undeveloped farmland, we develop a plan and a vision as to what we want to accomplish with that freeway being there. Well, light rail is just like a freeway. It's a fixed transportation mode that's going to affect this entire corridor. And it'll affect Broadway and Country Club. It certainly will affect Main Street more simply because they front upon it. But I think its shadow will go out to the half mile that you're talking about. So I'm hoping that that people understand what vision really means and they use that to then narrow down to maybe some specifics.
Right. That's where I'm sure we're going to get to. It's just maybe the path we take to get there.
Well, no, this is a new way of thinking. I mean, there's no doubt that if we would have talked to people a year and a half ago, which we did, before light rail even opened in the rest of the valley or to Sycamore, people's views of the impact it would have on development have changed. I think Vice Mayor saw this with our stakeholder group in the light rail through downtown. I mean, people's ideas of how light rail impacts an area are much different than they were before light rail opened, and that's to be expected. I think people are starting to see, because they can touch and feel light rail, what kind of what kind of effect it can have and should have on development and redevelopment. And you know, maybe as we move along in this process, that will even become more and more clear to people. But
right, one of my takeaways from last night, I think that we'll work on is probably overall there are some key guiding principles that need to govern what we do. Terms of the walkability, the sense of place, the sustainability factors that are going to be common everywhere. So with those in mind, we can develop more specific visions for the different station areas and other portions and then bring that back together for the overall. But that's what we're going to try to do.
I would agree that you're heading in the right direction, because I think that kind of definition of what we want to focus on applies regardless of where you are in this planning area. The way that's carried out may be slightly different depending on what street you're on and where you are in relation to light rail, but it's the same type of vision, because I think this area does have that thing in common. So, okay.
To address one of your points, Mayor, this past weekend I took a small group of our committee on a field trip on the light rail, and we had tours in downtown Tempe and then at the Roosevelt Station. And a number of the people on that tour, I think, walked away with a different perception of what redevelopment can happen with the light rail system and how
that's it good.
Can affect Mesa.
Well, I think if you even go through down Apache and Tempe and see the new apartment buildings that have been built and how they've been built, you know, I would say that 5-10 years ago, those buildings would not have been literally right up on the street. And you can see now how that is starting to create an urban corridor that's quite attractive and fits in well with redevelopment plans. So that's good that they got to see that.
I guess moving forward, as part of our outreach effort, we are taking advantage of the social media to inform and educate our public. The Central Main Street webpage has a great deal of content, including the committee agendas, minutes, presentations, articles, and related studies. We have online all the town center, the previous town center plans, and we have links to associated organizations. So if you haven't taken a look at it, I welcome you to take a look at that. In addition, we have developed a Facebook page. As of yesterday, we had 63 fans, but I'm sure after today we'll have 70 because the council will all want to become members of fans of this page.
And by the way, Jeff, we love your logo.
Do you?
The Central Main Panel logo is really cool.
We give credit to that for Mark Cornell up in printing and graphics. We periodically update that Facebook page with event information. We post some photographs from our events, and we try to facilitate discussion by posting some items. In more traditional methods of outreach, we've had two neighborhood meetings in partnership with the Light Rail Stakeholders Advisory Committee outreach efforts. Between those two meetings, we had approximately 130 official participants, but in all reality, most likely we exceeded 150 participants for all the people that crashed the gates. Having worked on several area plans throughout my career, though, I would say that these were very well-attended meetings. And we were all pretty surprised as how many people came out on their weekends and evenings. For the Central Main Plan process, the community meetings gave the neighborhoods the opportunity to give us input on the existing character of Central Main area. Through the advisory committee and the community meetings, we have identified the assets, challenges, and opportunities of the Central Main area. In your packet of material, we can provide you with a complete list of those assets, challenges, and opportunities in order of prioritization. These assets, challenges, and opportunities will be used as the basic building blocks as we move forward in developing the plan, goals, and objectives. And as we go through our next few slides, your thoughts and your input on the assets, challenges, and opportunities that have been identified for us are definitely welcomed. These are a few of the most commonly identified assets.
excuse me. On that assets, I don't see the temple up there, and I know having had some preliminary discussions with the church on hopefully some of their ideas and vision for the future of the area around the temple. I mean, we commonly forget that we have an asset or an attraction that brings literally hundreds of thousands of people into our city center, and even that's year-round, but certainly around the Christmas lights and around the Easter pageant time. And I'd love it if we can integrate what we have with what they might be thinking. So the more we work with them and the Pioneer Park area, that's a great little corridor that is certainly seen better days. And I think it's a great opportunity to not only return it to where it was, but also to take it to a new level. And that's another thing where light rail really can help that vision, because I think you're opening up a whole new that area to a whole new group of people who may not have ever driven to downtown Mesa or driven, but they certainly will take light rail into the area.
And Mayor, the temple and Pioneer Park, kind of as a one unit, was identified by our planning committee groups almost unanimously. So it is something that we definitely are taking into consideration, and I think you'll also be happy to know that that the church, Glenn McKay, is an active participant on our planning committee as well.
Good.
These are a few of the most commonly identified challenges. My guess is you're used to hearing a number of these. And then these are a few of the most commonly identified opportunities. Obviously, the extension of light rail is an amazing opportunity for the Central Maine area. And our planning effort is going to have a significant focus on that extension and the opportunities that it presents, especially in the station areas. With the idea that we can't know where we're going without first understanding where we are, our committee divided the study area into several distinct character areas. As we move forward with the development of the goals and objectives of the plan, these character areas will be reimagined. Given the diversity of the character areas shown on the map on the screen, and I think we also have a full-size one for you to look at.
I'm sorry, we have to calm the mayor down. It's sure. Colors on a map. Okay.
No, okay, that's what I said, it's on an aerial photo, so that's all right. It's just not on a map.
As John mentioned before, this is a very diverse area, and it has a lot of different characteristics. Downtown isn't the same as Gilbert and Maine. So we understand that the goals for each of these areas may be different. Some areas may have the goal that they maintain their existing character and maybe just improve on what they already have. Some areas may want to transition. Their goal may be to transition to a new character, while some other areas altogether will have the goal for full-scale redevelopment. So as we reimagine the character areas shown before you, those are the thoughts we have to deal with. One way we're handling that is through the development of the plan. We are going to identify sub-areas of the plan, create separate visions, and create separate goals and objectives to achieve those visions depending on the area of the plan. At the same time that we are developing the Central Maine plan, we are also developing a form-based code. The form-based code will be the primary implementation tool of the Central Maine plan, as well as the West Main Street area plan that's already been adopted. The city has contracted with OptiCoast Design to develop that form-based code, and they will be in Mesa for a two-day charrette, June 23rd and 24th. The charrette will be held at Pool, which has generously donated space for us to hold the event at. We have begun the outreach efforts to ensure the success of this charrette, which has included reserving time on each of your calendars so that the consultants can get your input on a one-on-one basis. We've put together a pretty ambitious schedule to develop and adopt the Central Maine plan as well as the form-based code. This schedule will continue to have community outreach meetings at milestones within the process, with the goal that council will be able to see and adopt the plan in spring of 2011. Thank you for your time.
Great. Any questions or comments? This is pretty exciting. And as you can tell by the roaring reception. No, actually, it really is. This is going to be a great process, and you know we're setting the stage for things that are going to happen over the next 20, 30 years, and I think it's pretty exciting because we're doing this not because we're trying to really drag something from a worse position up to something acceptable. I mean, I think some people look at it that way because these areas have seen, you know, they're mature, but the incredible opportunity to go far beyond that is, I think, what makes it exciting. And I think everyone can start seeing what kind of future this whole corridor can have. And that's pretty exciting. So I'll be interested to see how the process goes and anxious to see what the result is. And it really is cool to see that many people take that grade of interest. And as we found in the light rail stakeholders, we got a very active group of people who really care about this area and are willing to share their ideas and be involved, and that's great. And be involved in a positive way.
Yes, it's been very, very good so far. We hope to build on that momentum and keep people engaged and involved all the way through the process. And again, Mayor and Council, as you look through that list of assets, challenges, and opportunities, if something jumps out at you that you think we've missed something that we need to make sure we're including at this early stage, please let us know and we can add it to our list.
Great, thank you. Councilman Richens.
Is there a key, like your colors on a aerial photograph has lots of notations, 2G, 2B. Do you have something that matches up with those that identifies what each of these are?
Yes, Councilmember Richens, we do.
We get a little copy of that, maybe?
We could get you a copy of that also, if you want that level of detail. But it just describes a little bit the different characters, whether it's a more suburban, historic neighborhood or whatever. But, yes, we can.
So it gives the detail of that specific little area.
Yeah, and then it gives a general description of what the different colors mean, and we're working that to an even more specific level of really trying to understand what's there.
Good.
Great, thank you.
Okay, any more questions or comments? Thank you.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. Item number two on the agenda has been removed. We'll take that up on another date. So go to item number three. Hear reports on meetings and conferences attended.
You want to do it?
Yesterday at Carson Pool last night, actually, the Southwest Ambulance donated $10,000 to our youth's water safety program to help young people learn how to swim. And it was a fun event where Council Member Summers and I had a cannonball contest, which I handily won, given my 65-pound weight advantage. And the mayor was the judge, and he was not bought off. So, thanks. But thanks to Southwest Ambulance. I mean, it was a very generous donation. That they've done it for, I think, several years now. And I can't say enough what a great community partner Southwest Ambulance has been in water safety for Mesa.
First of all, Dave, not only do you have a distinct weight advantage, you brought your entire family, an extended family, which is unfair, and the pool was in your district, so you had home pool advantage. And the mayor wouldn't judge on a curve here, which I thought was wholly unfair. But the winners really are the kids. So the
it was completely and totally unfair. But for all the reasons you mentioned, it was the fix was in from the beginning.
You know, when he showed up with his entire family, I felt like the teen that always plays against the Harlem Globetrotters. You know, you're going to lose, but you just showed up for the entertainment factor. So.
You were very entertaining.
No, thanks.
I've always thought of you as sort of a Washington Generals kind of a guy.
That's who it is.
Now, what you really need to say is the attire for the event. Councilman Summers, you want to explain that?
I came properly dressed.
That you did.
For swimming and safety.
That you did.
He wore a shirt and tie.
And I was glad to see he did at least take off his shoes. I was worried for a second.
I'd have to jump in and get him. So. It's either that or the 15-year-old lifeguard.
Well, it's just a better effect when the tie is flailing as you do a jackknife into the pool. You know.
I was waiting for it to catch on the diving board. That would have been bad.
Well, thanks to you two for being good sports, and thanks. I would repeat the thanks to Southwest Ambulance for being a great partner. Any other? Okay, Mr. Brady.
Yes, Mayor and Council. Just a reminder: our next meeting will be June 17th study session. And then we'll have our next council meeting will be Monday, June 21st. Also, just a reminder, we have several zoning code update workshops coming up. We have one this evening for District 5 from 6:30 to 8 at Fire Station 216, which is at 7966 East McDowell Road. And then we have one on Monday, June 14th, at Station 206, which is at 815 North Lindsay Road. Thank you.
Great. Thank you. Okay. Ms. Crocker, any requests to speak from the public?
No requests, Mayor.
Go. I have a motion from the Vice Mayor to adjourn, a second from Councilmember Summers.
That works.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you. We are adjourned.